The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Podcasters, always here for you, wherever here may be. Tell Washington local stations matter by texting radio to 52886. Furnished by NAB and this station, message and data rates may apply.
This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance or townhall.com. In Hong Kong, protesters are risking their lives to maintain their independence from China. While they put life and limb on the line, they're waving American flags and singing our national anthem. Right now, the United States is engaged in a trade war with that very same government that the people...
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Again, welcome, and here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. That works in Ohio, it works in Washington, D.C., it works in Pennsylvania, it works in Maryland, it works anywhere in the continental United States. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Did you hear what happened to the University of Virginia on Veterans Day? Did you hear about this? My goodness. I'll have that for you in just a sec. But first, for our WAVA listeners there in the greater Washington, D.C. area, I've got a special invitation for you. A movie pre-screening this Thursday night in Germantown, Maryland. It's the brand new movie, Won't You Be My Neighbor, about Mr. Rogers. It is not in the theaters yet. You get to go to a pre-screening. And it is free to WAVA listeners if you sign up now at WAVA.com, keyword movie. WAVA.com, keyword movie. If you want to go this Thursday night, you better sign up quickly. WAVA.com, keyword movie. Those of you, I think this story is interesting, whether you're here in Ohio or whether you're in D.C. or Virginia. But the University of Virginia has had a long, long tradition of Veteran Day activities on campus. In fact, the University of Virginia Veterans Day ceremony is held for 24 hours. From Monday at 4 p.m. until Tuesday, until today. And a 21-gun salute typically follows the conclusion of the event. They've been doing this for years. 21-gun salute. Until this year. It's been canceled, unless they've reversed themselves. But they have canceled that because they... They don't want to trigger any students. Get it? Trigger 21 guns. Yeah, okay. Here is a statement released by Jim Ryan, the college president, and I quote, because he was asked, why are you canceling the 21 gun salute? What are the reasons? And he said, and I quote, one is that it would be disruptive to classes. And two, unfortunately, with gun violence in the U.S., there was some concern that we would cause a panic if someone heard gunshots on the grounds. Yeah. The decision was made by the provost's office along with UVA's ROTC program. The Veterans Day program at UVA has included a 21-gun salute for over a decade. Not everybody's happy. Veteran Jay Levine is quoted in local news as saying, quote, I am very disillusioned, very upset, and very surprised that they would make such a decision. They didn't want to trigger students on campus. And speaking of triggering, the Northwestern University, of course, is an upscale university. They're known for many things, but one of the things they're known for is the, and I think it's pronounced Medill, M-E-D-I-L-L, if I'm mispronouncing it, forgive me, the Medill School of Journalism. Now, the School of Journalism at Northwestern University is considered to be one of the top journalism schools in all of America. In fact, some people consider it to be one of the top journalism schools in the world. Well, in a recent editorial co-signed by the paper, now in their student newspaper, which is called the Daily Northwestern, okay? In an editorial in the school newspaper, the Daily Northwestern, an editorial co-signed by the paper's top editors are apologizing for covering the news on the campus. Well, yeah, let me tell you what the story is. Recently, former Republican Attorney General Jeff Sessions was on campus at Northwestern University, and he addressed the college Republicans. Now, a fairly large-sized group of students came out and protested the speech, objecting to the Trump administration. So get the picture. College Republicans at Northwestern University invite former Attorney General Jeff Sessions to the campus to give a speech, and a whole bunch of protesters showed up. Well, the Daily Northwestern, the student newspaper for Northwestern University, representing one of the country's top journalism schools, covered the event. Well, yeah, they covered the event. They took pictures, photographs. They quoted Attorney General Sessions. They quoted some of the protesters. They quoted some of the college Republicans. In other words, they did what journalists in the School of Journalism are taught to do. You cover an event. Well, they have apologized. Yeah, now get this. The school newspaper has apologized for doing what they are taught to do, which is to cover the news. Yeah. The Daily Northwestern has issued a public apology. Yeah. Quote, one area of our reporting, this is from the editorial where they apologize for doing what they're trained to do. One area of our reporting that harmed many students was our photo coverage of the event. It was a public event with public protesters. Some protesters found photos posted to reporters' Twitter accounts traumatizing and invasive. So get this. The protesters showed up to a public event and they protest publicly. And when their picture is taken at a public event, they are traumatized? Yeah. Quote, those photos have since been taken down. On one hand, as the paper of record for Northwestern, we want to ensure students, administrators, and alumni understand the gravity of the events that took place Tuesday night. However, we decided to prioritize the trust and safety of students who were photographed. We feel, you ready for this? Listen carefully, I'm quoting. We feel that covering traumatic event, a former attorney general giving a speech on a campus. Yeah. We feel that covering traumatic events requires a different response than many other stories. While our goal is to document history and spread information, nothing is more important than ensuring that our fellow students feel safe. Did you hear that? The purpose of the paper is no longer to report the news, document history, spread information. The main purpose of the paper, the editorial purpose of the paper, is to make students feel safe. Nothing is more important than ensuring our fellow students feel safe. And in situations like this, that they are benefiting from our coverage rather than being actively harmed by it. We failed to do that last week, and we could not be more sorry. Ultimately, the Daily Northwestern failed to consider our impact in our reporting surrounding Jeff Sessions. We know we hurt students that night, especially those who identify with marginalized groups, because they reported the news of a speech on campus and students were triggered, traumatized. My goodness. Oh, what has happened to our colleges and universities? Oh, my. All right, we need to take a quick break. We'll wrap things up when we return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Hey, I'm not into conspiracies at all. Seriously, I'm not. I am not into conspiracies. But there are a few. There are a few. Have you ever wondered why the liberal left politicians are constantly screaming about free tuition to colleges and universities? We need to wipe out student debt. We need to make it free. Have you ever wondered why Bernie Sanders is so adamant about giving free university education to every person in America? Why Elizabeth Warren wants free college education for every person in America? Have you ever wondered about that? Now, just think for a minute, all right? Where do most, the overwhelming majority of colleges and universities lean politically and ideologically, to the right or to the left? Well, it's not even close. It's not even close. America's educational system is in a tight stranglehold from the liberal left. Now, that goes all the way down to elementary school, junior high, high school. The NEA, the National Education Association, two things you need to know. Largest labor union in America, number one. Number two, one of, if not the most liberal union in America today. America's educational system is almost totally under control from the liberal left. That's why educators in America hate Betsy DeVos, the current Secretary of Education. They hate her. They despise her. Now, again, I want to make it very clear. We have many, many wonderful Christian teachers, professors, and I'm grateful for every one of them. I have a large number of Christian teachers in my audience, and I'm so grateful that they are in the public schools, but that does not erase the fact that our educational system is almost fully under the control of the liberal left, and not just the liberal left, the radical liberal left, particularly on the university level. Have you read the research about Christian kids that go to a secular university, and how many, the percentage of them who lose their faith? Have you read any of the statistics about how many university graduates come out of our universities and colleges conservative. That's a tiny little percentage. And unfortunately, they are bullied and abused on many, if not most, of our major college campuses. Look what's happened to the college Republicans all over the United States when they want to have a speaker in. Look what happens when Ben Shapiro is invited to speak, or in the circumstance with Northwestern University, Jeff Sessions is invited to speak. You understand where I'm headed? The majority of young people who go to a secular university, regardless of their political, ideological, or religious beliefs, before they went to school, come out on the other side, leaning to the left. Ah, now do you see why Bernie Sanders wants every child in America to get a secular university education? Elizabeth Warren? Hillary Clinton? Joe Biden? Because the odds are, if they can get kids into secular universities, they will come out as followers of the liberal left. And they want to get as many kids into school as possible so they can indoctrinate them. So, yeah, I don't believe in a whole lot of conspiracies, but that is one I believe in. Hey, real quick, pray for the nation of Israel. I hope you do on a regular basis anyway. Scripture says that we are to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The next few days is going to be critical in Israel. Not only are they reforming their government, but they are under attack by radicals in the Gaza Strip. Either this morning or last night, the Israeli military, took out one of the leading terrorists in the Gaza Strip. They assassinated him. Abu al-Atta. He was an Islamic Jihad leader responsible for the deaths of hundreds, if not thousands, of innocent civilians. This guy was a bad, bad, bad guy. And Israel took him out. In retaliation, the Palestinian leaders in the Gaza Strip have promised to fire hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of rockets on the nation of Israel. Just this morning, over 150 rockets were fired into Israel from the Gaza Strip. Israel, of course, has promised to retaliate. They have activated the Iron Dome self-defense system, but some of those missiles are getting through. Benjamin Netanyahu said, terrorists think that they can hit civilians and hide behind civilians. Quote, we have showed that we can hit the terrorists with minimal damage to civilians. Anyone who thinks they can hit our civilians and get away with it is wrong. If you hit us, we will hit you. And this is going to ramp up for the next several days. So keep an eye on the news. Pray for the nation of Israel. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Hey, folks, here in Ohio, there in Washington, D.C., thank you so very much for joining me. I appreciate it more than I can express. And please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.